Welcome to Let's Talk Farm to Fork, the post-harvest podcast that interviews people making an impact in the fresh produce sector. We'll take a deep dive into what they do and find out how they're helping to reduce the amount of food lost or wasted along the farm to fork journey. But before we get started, did you know that according to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, around 45% of the world's fruits and vegetables go to waste each year? If you would like to learn more about how you can practically play your part in maximizing fruit and vegetable supplies, whether you're a part of the industry or simply a consumer, visit postharvest.com and try out their free online course library today. Now, time for your host, Mitchell Denton.
Hi there, and welcome to Let's Talk Farm to Fork, the post-harvest podcast that interviews people of interest across the food supply chain. Today on our show, I'm joined by Jonathan Roberts from Fridge Friend, who I'll be talking to about how their ethylene absorbing device can help domestic fridges and households cut down on food waste. So with no further delays, let's get started.
Well, good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for joining me. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for inviting me onto the show.
Oh, no worries. Before we get into it, though, would you mind telling us a bit about yourself, what you do, and how you came to work in the food tech industry?
Good question, Mitch. I'll try and give you the shorter version because I could ramble on for ages. Previous life, 27 years in an advertising agency that I started in Geelong back in 95. Fast forward to about 10 years ago, my brother was running a business in Melbourne where he was installing humidity and bacteria control filters into cool rooms in restaurants and pubs. And I loved the model of the business because it was a recurring revenue business, whereas my advertising agency had some recurring revenue, but not a lot. And I just liked the idea of having a side gig. So I kind of partnered with my brother and set up a similar business to his in Geelong, where I was installing the same filters, the humidity and bacteria control filters, into about 30 or 40 restaurants and pubs around Geelong. And it just ticked away in the background for a bunch of years. And during COVID, lots of people had a lot of time to think. And I was thinking, how do I take the technology of those filters and put them into fridges? Because at the time, the cost of living was going through the roof. Fresh produce prices were going through the roof. And I started hearing a lot more about the global food waste problem. So I spent a bit of time in COVID working on how we'd get this thing off the ground. And then in January of 2023, we launched Fridge Friend. And the rest is history.
Well, I mean, you've given us a little bit of a background, but would you mind explaining what the Zero Waste Project is and the consisting domestic and commercial arms of that?
Well, Zero Waste Project is the overarching, I guess, philosophy or concept behind what we're trying to do. And the two separate divisions of that business, one is Fridge Friend, which is the online business that provides fridge filters to anybody that wants to buy one online. So we have a Shopify store and people can buy a Fridge Friend, put it in their fridge, and it absorbs ethylene gas and extends the life of fresh produce. And the commercial side is called EcoFresh Filters, which is the business I've been running for 10 years and putting commercial filters into cool rooms. And I've also, at some time, when I've got some time, hoping to develop a consulting business that provides sustainability and food waste reduction strategies to the hospitality sector. I see that as a nice mission of what we're trying to do. I mean, the overall concept is, try to reduce food waste.
Yeah, okay. So then for the general public who are listening, would you mind explaining ethylene on a domestic level and how Fridge Friend works as a solution?
Yeah, good question. Most fresh produce will either absorb or release ethylene. Ethylene is a natural hormone that manages the ripening of fresh produce. So for instance, things like bananas, they release a lot of ethylene into their surrounding environment, whereas apples and asparagus don't, but they're very sensitive to ethylene. So what we're trying to do is reduce the amount of ethylene in a fridge. And by reducing the ethylene, we're extending the life of the fresh produce, of most of the fresh produce in a fridge. And that type of technology has been around for a long time. There's a lot of work in the manufacturing and harvesting space around how do we ship huge amounts of fresh produce into other markets by extending the life. They call it ethylene scrubbing. The concept's been around for years, but fridge friend, we've tried to make it more attainable for domestic purposes because most of the food waste that happens comes out of the fridge. So if we can extend the life of fresh produce, by default, we're reducing the amount of food waste. And that's what we're starting to see since we launched.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. So you're saying that the concept and forms of the technology have been around for a while. What would you say separates your filter products from other freshness products on the market?
Yeah, look, good question. And we get that question a lot. There are other products out there that use activated carbon, or people say, well, why don't you just use bicarb soda? Some of those products will absorb some things, like bicarb's great at absorbing odors, and activated charcoal's great at absorbing a certain percentage of ethylene. But our product has been scientifically proven to absorb up to 79% of ethylene, but it also absorbs, because it's got a very porous surface, it also absorbs bacteria, odors, mold particles that are floating around in your fridge. And it also will buffer humidity at around 80%. So if the humidity in your fridge rises above 80%, which will allow mold to grow. So if the moisture rises above, humidity rises by 80%, the filter will absorb some of that moisture. And if it decreases and goes below 80%, it'll actually desorb some of the moisture. So it's buffering humidity at around 80%, which is the ideal humidity for most fresh produce. Not all fresh produce, but most. So the other main benefit is that you don't have to buy replacements for fridge friend. The way we operate is that you put it in the fridge for a month. Once a month, you take it out of the fridge, zap it in the microwave for about 20 seconds, and that heats up the mineral, allows the ethylene to escape, kills the bacteria, releases the moisture. We let the fridge friend cool down, put it back in the fridge. I've got filters that I've been using in cool rooms that are up to 10 years old. So we know the mineral will continue to work.
Yep.
So the benefit is no refills, long life. It's much more sustainable than most of the other products out there on the market. And it also does all of those things, ethylene, bacteria, mold, odors, and humidity.
Yeah, fantastic. So then what kind of storage life increase can a customer expect to see?
The feedback we're getting, and we've got some testing that is telling us that you can see typically, well, we've got a number that came out of the University of South Carolina that said up to 169%. Now, that's in optimal laboratory conditions. But we're getting feedback that people are saying their strawberries are lasting for a week longer.
Oh, wow.
We've got people that have said their lettuces will last for 2 weeks. So we're suggesting that you'll get, at worst, days longer and at best, weeks longer for different types of fresh produce. The challenge is that every piece of fresh produce is different. One, we don't know how old the produce is when we buy it from the supermarket because it could already be on its way out. Everybody's fridge is different. I mean, if you've got a family of five people and their fridge is being opened multiple times, all of a sudden the dynamics of what happens in a fridge varies. But we generally say you'll get days and up to weeks longer for certain types of fresh produce.
I mean, even days can make or break the amount of waste coming out of a household. I know I'm definitely guilty of having a few punnets of blueberries and things like that I kind of just missed the boat, so to speak. So being able to extend it out by 24 hours, 48 hours, like even that's like a huge win as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the pleasing thing is the amount of Trustpilot reviews we get saying. And I was skeptical at first, but I've had it in for a month and, you know, my strawberries are lasting 7 days longer. And you know, we go, well, that's the whole purpose of this thing is if the fresh produce is lasting longer, there's a higher chance of it being eaten. And therefore, there's a much higher chance of less produce going into landfill. And that's the end goal of this is to reduce landfill, reduce the cost of living for families. And, you know, to date, we're getting fantastic feedback.
Absolutely. So then does Fridge Friend require any specific setup or installation process? How user-friendly is it for customers?
Yeah, look, we've tried to make it really, really simple. So when we ship our fridge feed from our warehouse in Geelong, it'll arrive in a recyclable cardboard box. You take the fridge feed out of the box. There's a leaflet in there with some instructions. Because we've sent it to you and we don't seal the fridge feed in plastic because we don't want to use plastic, it may have picked up some humidity or some other odours in transport. So we get you to reset the filter when you first get it. You pop it in the microwave for 15 seconds, let it cool down, and then pop it in the fridge. So that's really the setup. And the maintenance of the fridge friend is to take it out once a month and zap it in the microwave for a little bit longer than 15 seconds, because when you first get it, it's at a room temperature. And when you take it out of the fridge, it's 4 degrees. So it needs a little bit longer to do its thing.
We send
everybody a reminder email to reset the fridge friend. And that's pretty much it. And we offer a 12-month replacement warranty. But we're confident that most people should see, we're thinking 3 years would be a pretty good time frame where you'll be able to use the fridge for at least 3 years.
Yeah, perfect. So then what's the biggest challenge your team have faced while developing your innovative product?
Surprisingly, it was demand, supply and demand. Yeah. To be honest, I wasn't sure how well the fridge friend would work in a fridge, given that the experience has been in cool rooms. And they're quite different. So when we launched the product and we started shipping, it took us about 9 months to ship or sell the first 5,000.
Yep.
And then the next 5,000 sold in 3 months, and we're now selling about 5,000 a month. So we've gone from not really, I've never manufactured a product, I've never imported a product or components of a product overseas. So we nailed what a lot of startups don't nail, and they don't nail early on. We seem to nail the product market fit really well, and demand was fantastic. So the biggest challenge for us was, once we got some traction, was how do we meet that demand by getting more supply? We're now looking at ordering in lots of 50,000 units. I'm placing an order probably later this month for 50,000 components for 50,000 units. It's the best challenge you can have in the startup.
Absolutely, is
just having too much demand for your product.
Oh, definitely.
And then scaling the people behind it. You know, it was really just my son and I. Nick was a co-founder of the business. He works full time in Sydney, so he's doing the marketing for this business part time. And in November, when sales started to take off, I employed one of my other kids, Theo, who's now managing customer happiness. That's now a full time role, managing customer questions and chasing up deliveries and answering questions about how to use the fridge friend. And I've now also added my other son. So there's now, I've got all my kids working in the business who's helping us with potential global expansion of the business. So it's been resourcing and meeting demand. And they've been things that I've never had to do before because I've run a service business, not a product business.
No, those are exciting challenges. But I'd have to assume, just with the general timeline of Fridge Friend post-COVID with supply chains and everything, it would have been a bit of an uphill battle trying to kind of get the ball rolling on orders and all that.
Yeah, look, I designed the product on the back of an envelope, so I'm not a product developer. And then to find someone in China that could take my design and make a mold and then do the plastic injecting, it was a really steep learning curve. But I think we were just so determined to do this. And I did try this 5 years ago and gave up. And COVID said, the stars have aligned. If I don't do this now, I really will regret it. The problem's too big to not push through. And yeah, there's still challenges, and we're looking at redesigning the product, global expansion, all those sorts of things. But it's been, the thing that excites me now is all the 5-star Trustpilot reviews we get. When you're feeling a bit exhausted, and you're sitting up at 11 o'clock at night trying to work something out, and you go, ping, there's another 5-star review. You go, okay, that's why we're doing this. And you keep pushing on.
Yeah, fantastic. So then having your product working closely within the hospitality and domestic levels of food waste, outside of your solution, what would you identify as one of the biggest problems with food waste in these areas?
I think commercially, it's interesting when you go and talk to a cafe or a restaurant, and you talk to the chef, and most chefs will say they don't have a food waste problem. But if you talk to the owner, he's paying for more and more expensive produce.
Yeah.
they may have a different take on food waste. The hospitality sector has got really good at ordering less produce more often, and the supply chain has also got has really worked on really hard so that the fresh produce is turning over quicker. But hospitality sector has been slammed from every corner, and when I go and talk to owners or chefs of businesses, they are looking at ways to reduce their costs and reduce the food waste that they've got. Because if they're buying a small punnet of herbs, they're hugely expensive. So if they can get a little bit of extra life out of some of their produce, it all adds up. So that's been really beneficial. And I think that's the biggest challenge is the education piece around there are solutions. And how do we, in the commercial space, how do we help these businesses survive? And I'm confident that when venues put in a eco-fresh filter into their pool rooms, they will over time see reduced power costs because the compressors are running more efficiently due to the buffering of the humidity. And they will be getting less food waste. So that's one of the key issues that the hospitality sector is facing, just trying to drive costs down and survive, let alone be profitable.
So then, whether it's in the same or an unrelated field, are there any groups or innovations within the food waste space that you're excitedly keeping a watchful eye on?
Yeah, look, it's funny. For the first 6 months of the journey, I spent a lot of time talking to organisations and government departments around food waste and what's happening. And most of the direction was at the big end of town, helping supply chains extend the life of fresh produce, help producers reduce food waste. And that's great, but there's now a lot of organisations that are looking at the other end, which is where we're at, the consumer end, which is where I see a lot of food waste produced is out of homes. I think 35% of food waste that goes through landfill is from home. We're seeing people come up with desktop food composting machines. There was a food waste app launched recently that had significant funding from the federal government that's helping people manage their fresh produce and reduce food waste. Finally, there's more education, there's more solutions. It's a huge problem, but there's lots of ways to tackle it. And Fritrin is just one of those ways. You know, there's education, there's Oz Harvest has launched a product, I forgot the name of it, but it's a tape that you put on your produce that shows you when to use it. So there's all sorts of ways that organizations and entrepreneurs are looking at getting into the space. And the good thing following that is there's a lot of investment happening now. The sustainability sector is probably the only sector that's getting more investment as opposed to a lot of other sectors are getting less investment. I've been to a number of conferences where investors are really keen to get into the space because there's a lot of action happening and there's a lot of really good outcomes coming, which is exciting.
Following on from that, what advice would you give any entrepreneurs who are looking to develop a product within the food tech space?
The biggest challenge I've seen with other startups is not having product market fit. And I think we were in some ways lucky that we nailed it without too much trouble. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs come up with an idea and they're so passionate about it, which is fantastic, but there may not be a problem that it's going to solve. Whereas we knew that there was a food waste problem. We knew that the product fixed it. It was just about educating the market about this is now available. You should try it. It's risk-free, blah, 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 blah. So I think where entrepreneurs and startups need to focus more and earlier is the solution you've got solving a problem? And is that problem really a burning problem? A burning problem that our solution solves is food waste and cost of living. I mean, they're on the news every day. So it wasn't hard to sort of ride that wave. So I think it's finding a problem that you want to solve and then making sure that there's a big enough market for that solution.
Yeah, definitely. So, Jonathan, we are coming to a close, but before we do, I just wanted to ask you, what's the main point you want the listeners to take away from this episode?
Don't accept that the next time you open your CRISPR drawer that you have to expect a science project to be growing in there. There are solutions to reducing food waste. And the next time that you throw out a piece of produce that you forgot about or went off quicker than it could, there are a bunch of solutions, obviously including FridgeFriend, that with a little bit of forethought, help you reduce food waste. And that's reducing the cost of living, which everyone's looking for, and it's also helping the planet because it's reducing food waste going to landfill. So just think about looking for solutions around food waste because there's plenty of them out there.
Well, that's all for today's episode of Let's Talk Farm to Fork. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Jonathan, for joining us.
Thanks, Mitch, for the invitation, and it's been an enjoyable chat.
If you'd like to know more about Jonathan and Fridge Friend, check out the link in the description of our episode. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And don't forget to leave a review and share with your friends. Until next time, you've been listening to Let's Talk Farm to Fork, a post-harvest podcast.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Let's Talk Farm to Fork. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Also, if you would like to learn more about how you can practically play your part in maximizing fruit and vegetable supplies, whether you're a supplier, consumer, or anyone in between the farm to fork journey, visit postharvest.com and try out their free online course library today.